It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables.
And we aren't sure of that, though.
What do you mean?
We're not necessarily sure they're at their kitchen table.
Doesn't matter.
It's just a play on words. I'm sorry.
We asked them what's for breakfast. Patty Holycross joins us
Patty.
Now from Grand Rapids.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We were pitiful enough to make you call. Thank you.
You are pitiful.
Yep.
You were more pitiful when you were gone, though. They were pitiful. No offense, John.
Oh, none taken.
No. They stumbled along without you. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, Patty, have you had your breakfast?
No, I just rolled in the garage from being at the Y. So, no, I'm just going to do that now.
Okay. So you're in your, you've got like your terry cloth wristbands on still.
Headbands.
No.
Leotard.
No, I got my yoga pants on.
Okay,
though.
Good.
All right. It's
good.
What exercises did you do today? What goes on down
well,
there?
Well, I did yoga at 5:40, and then I walked up on the track for 2.5 miles, and then did a couple things in the weight room.
Whoa.
So
nice.
I know.
Good for you.
You got to do it.
So does that mean you're hungry now because you've been working out?
I am hungry.
Yeah.
I am hungry. Yeah.
What are you going to have?
So, well, I kind of have similar breakfast most mornings. I make homemade granola. So my husband is addicted to a certain kind of cereal. So I put his cereal in the bottom of my bowl and then I cover it all up with my homemade granola. So it's good.
For yourself or for him?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Oh, okay.
No, not for him. No, he can do his own.
What is the favorite cereal?
His favorite, it's called Raisin Nut Bran. He loves it.
Ah.
If I look in our cupboard here, there are probably 10 boxes.
That's
just in case.
Well,
know?
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
Well, because they might go out of. You know how when you love something and then suddenly it's not on the shelves anymore,
like alphabets or something. You know,
right?
I know. So if the stores run out of things, come to our house because we have cereal.
Okay, but what? How could he not like your homemade granola? And like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. I don't know why, but he has his own thing, you know?
Everybody's got their own thing. I am so.
They do.
I'm so excited there's 13 boxes up there because I felt guilty this morning. I have 3 boxes of Life cereal in my cabinet.
And you felt guilty.
Yeah, right? That's nothing. I tell you what, my chest is way out this morning.
Yeah.
Now, do you put milk with it?
I'll have it. You know, for lunch, I'll have some yogurt with some of it on top, too. It's really good.
So what kind of milk?
It's organic 1%.
Okay.
Organic 1%.
All right. So what's
and
it?
And then I mix it with almond milk, too.
Oh.
So I kind of throw some of that in, too.
Tasty.
Yeah.
What's in the granola?
Oh, I've got what's in there. Oats, wheat bran, let's see, sunflower seeds, sunflower nuts, pecans, almonds, honey, little cinnamon.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Son of
Very
a...
good.
So do you like...
I know.
Do you like it when it's crispy or do you like it when you're late and you're just about finishing it where it's a little bit softer?
No, I like it crispy.
No.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I don't like soggy cereal, so... Nope, it's all good.
Beverage?
And then I have to make some coffee, too.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
so,
you're going to have a great day. You've done yoga at 5:40 in the morning. I mean, my gosh, you're ready to go.
Did you have to turn?
I am.
Did you have to turn the lights on, or were there other people there?
Oh, no. No, no. I think they open at, gosh, what time did they open? 4:45?
Wow.
There are people there, definitely.
Hmm. So how you been doing?
Well, you know, not much. We haven't been doing much, but we've been doing, you know.
Is your house?
It was great when it was that wonderful week, you know,
yeah,
a week ago when you could be outside all the time. So, yeah, but we're fine, you know, cannot complain.
So besides pumping iron and eating granola and stuff like that, what have you been cleaning the house or doing things that you haven't done in a long time?
What are you saying? What are you accusing
her? I did that in March. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I haven't cleaned since. Like, you know, when you don't have a lot of company, you don't have to worry about that stuff. So all good. I don't know. I've been putting together some jigsaw puzzles. It's kind of a...
Nice.
And reading a lot of books. And, you know, you can't do gardening anymore, but oh well.
Yeah. So. What are you reading right now?
Oh, what am I reading right now? Oh, A Plague of Doves.
Oh, Louise Erdrich.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yes. Yeah, that's great. I'm obsessed with mystery series now. That's been my weird... I know, I always talk about this. My weird thing during the pandemic, I read through, John can't believe it, 14 of the Maisie Dobbs series, and now I'm waiting for the new one in January. So while I was gone last week, I found a new series, also has 14 books. So I'm on book 2 of the Louise Penny mysteries.
Oh, honey. I've read every single one.
Oh,
every
they're so one. Good, aren't they?
They are so good. You know, and I always say when a new one comes out, I always say, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to wait till it comes out in paperback, and then I go buy it.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And it's so exciting to know that I have, you know...
12 more.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Like, John does not understand this at all, but
no,
glad to hear it. Okay, good. So, okay. Patty, why are you a member of KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, because you guys do such a great job. It's just high quality stuff, especially the sports page. Right? No, it's wonderful because you do, you know, we know what's going on in our local area, in the state, in the nation. It's, you know, you have great music. It's just great. When we go to Arizona, I have it on the computer out there. It's great. So.
Are you going to go to Arizona?
Scream you.
Yeah. Are you going to go this year?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It depends on how things are going, but
yeah,
it's the plan, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
But we'll see.
So,
we'll see.
For being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Patty, and would you like country
yes.
blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Wow.
Oh, I think I got to do the cereal.
I figured.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a no-brainer.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for calling and saving us today.
Well, you're welcome.
All right.
And welcome back, Heidi.
Yeah, thanks for complimenting Heidi and not me. So have a good weekend.
Oh, John, you're...
Get over it, John.
I'm over it already.
Get over it.
John, I love that. John, you're fine. Thanks,
you're
Patty.
Fine. Okay.
Bye,
guys.
Bye, Patty. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be back.